In the desert, about 25 miles outside of Las Vegas, you'll find the Hoover Dam. And behind that giant concrete dam is Lake Mead, a huge reservoir filled up by the Colorado River. Lake Mead supplies about 20 million people downstream in Nevada and Arizona and Southern California, in addition to thousands of farms. But water levels in the lake have been dangerously low for years, and it's forcing those states to rethink controversial water agreements, as supplies could be even scarcer than anyone thought. Daniel Rothberg is a reporter at the Nevada Independent, and he's been following the story.
So the West has been locked in an 18-year drought. Lake Mead, when it's full, is usually about 1,200 feet above sea level. Right now, it's at about 1,085. If it drops about 10 feet more, it'll be at 35% of its capacity, and that will trigger shortages across the West. Two things are sort of happening. One, there's more legal rights to Colorado River water allocated to southwestern states than there is actual water. So that is starting to catch up to the states as we go into the 18th year of drought. The second thing that's going on is climate change is reducing this or changing the snowpack patterns in the Rockies, which provide the water for Lake Mead.
So for many, many years, decades, as you said, the states downstream have had agreements about how to divide up all that Colorado River water for cities and, of course, for farms. What's the state of those agreements and what's in the future here?
So the state of those agreements are mostly intact. California has the largest entitlement of those states. Arizona is second, and then Nevada has really a small percentage of the annual allocation to the downstream states. But all of those states are coming together and looking at the possibility of cutting back or leaving more water in Lake Mead to keep the elevation of the lake high to avoid shortages. So they would basically voluntarily take cuts to their allocation to prop up the lake and keep elevations high and avoid a shortage.
Well, Daniel, we're going to be talking about Cape Town, South Africa, which has been counting down to what they call day zero, the day the taps run dry for their municipal water supply. Are Americans in the Southwest, to the extent they watch South Africa, have the potential to realize a day zero at some point in the future?
I really don't think that that is going to happen in this century. The difficulty is that the politics are really tricky on every level. The local politics, the state politics, the interstate politics, federal politics. And right now it's sort of a big chess game to get to a solution. I've heard the problem described as sort of a slow-moving train and everybody's on the tracks watching the train sort of move at a snail's pace toward them. Nobody wants to be hit by the train, and everybody is going to avoid that, but it might get kind of close. About 80% of Colorado River water is used for agriculture, and I think about 70% or most of that water is used to feed animals. So there is a lot of potential for cities to come in and sort of work with these rural agricultural communities to set up programs where they can ensure that there's a steady supply for cities and the agricultural communities are compensated in a way that everybody agrees is fair.
Well, if you don't live near Lake Mead in Nevada, Google some pictures of it because the water levels and the effects that you can see are remarkable as those levels drop. Daniel Rothberg with the Nevada Independent, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.